أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, we're going back to Quran City. We keep on flitting in and out, but this is our core. This is where we're going to be. And we haven't yet finished Muhammad Square. So today we're going to look at a street in Muhammad Square, which is called Nida Street. Nida in essence means to call out. Now five chapters or five surah of the Quran begin with a direct address to the Prophet. So we have Surah Al-Ahzab, which is surah number 33. We have Surah Al-Talaq, which is surah number 65. We have Surah Al-Tahrim, which is surah number 66. And then we have Surah Al-Muzammil and Surah Al-Mudathir, which is surah number 73 and 74. The first three, which is Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Talaq, and Surah Al-Tahrim, start off with directly saying, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet. While Surah Al-Muzammil and Mudathir start off with, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil and Ya Ayyuhal Mudathir. But today, we're going to look at Surah Al-Ahzab, which is Surah number 33. It's a surah we recite when we do the A'mal of Ashura, on the day of Ashura. It's a phenomenal surah, 73 ayat. It's a Madani surah, and the chapter takes its name from the alliance which consisted of the Meccan Quraysh and the other Arab and Jewish tribes who fought the Muslims at the Battle of Khandaq, or the Battle of Ahzab as such. They're both known as, Khandaq means a ditch, and we'll talk about it, and the Battle of Ahzab means a coalition, the parties that got together. The focus of the surah is firstly on the commentary of the Battle of Ahzab as what happened. We find in the surah the awesome verse, the ayat al-tathir, surah number 33, ayat 33, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Oh my goodness, it's just phenomenal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed, innama, indeed, yuridullah, Allah only desires that He keeps away ankumur ritsa, the uncleanliness on Ahlul Bayt, all the Ahlul Bayt, and He purifies you with a thorough purifying. It's just amazing. There is also the discussion on the Prophet's marriage to Zainab. We'll talk about that. And then the awesome, awesome, awesome verse that we use all the time, which is a directive to send salawat on the Prophet. And I've got to mention this just now. It's ayah 56, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Indeed, Allah and his angels send salawat on the Prophet. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe. That's an instruction to us. صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. Give salawats to him. وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And send him salams, or send him salutations with an absolute becoming salutation. In other words, it says submit to him, give in to his instructions. And you know what? If I were to be asked and you were to be asked, what is something you do that Allah does? Why do we do nothing but salawat? The angels and Allah send salawat, and we're participating. So as many salawats as possible whenever we can. But we're going to talk about it at another time. Now, the Surah Al-Ahzab, we've divided it into five sections. So the first section is ayah 1 to 8, and it talks about adoption and zihar and the status of the wives of the Prophet. See, zihar was a pre-Islamic practice where a man could reject his wife by saying, you are to me as my mother's back. And therefore, he had no obligations towards her, but she was not free to leave him. And we discussed this in Surah Al-Mujadila. And here Allah condemns the practice and also mentions how adopted sons are to be attributed to their biological fathers. He says, "Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu 'indallah." Assert their relationship to their fathers. That is more equitable with Allah. Transitions into section 2, which is ayah 9 to 27. Now this focuses on the Battle of Ahzab. Now a short commentary maybe, if I can explain. See, there was a tribe in a Jewish tribe in Medina known as the Banu Nuzair who broke their treaty with the Prophet and they were exiled from Medina. So what they did was they mobilized others, including the Quraysh, the surrounding tribes that were there, to form a coalition. That's why it's called Ahzab, to attack Medina and to literally get rid of the Muslims once and for all. Now, Salman al-Farsi, who is a companion of the Prophet, recommended the digging of a ditch around Medina. And in short, after a long siege of over 3 weeks, divinity sends a windstorm. It uproots the tents of the coalition and the Moccans and the others fled and they could not do what they wished to do. Section 3, which is ayah 28 to 48, there are some directives to the wives of the Prophet and the believing women. And it is in this section, which I mentioned, there was ayah 33, which the family of the Prophet are addressed as the purified Ahlul Bayt, the people of the house. But in this section, we also find the incident of Zayd and Zainab. Zayd ibn Haritha was adopted as such by the Prophet, known as his adopted son, was raised in the house of the Prophet. He had married Zainab. When he divorced Zainab, Allah directs the Prophet to marry Zainab. A lot of cultural taboos were broken. The Prophet used to say, "I have been joined in marriage by Allah." There was a lot of gossip that went on in society. In this section, Allah declares the awesomeness of the Prophet and directs the believers to occupy themselves with the remembrance of Allah rather than gossip. He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, Udhkurullaha dhikran kathira, remember Allah a lot, frequently, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila, and declare His perfection morning and evening. About the Prophet, he says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Prophet, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. We have sent you as a witness, as a bearer of good news, and as a warner. And then he says, wa da'iyan ilallah, and one who invites by Allah bi'idhnihi, which is with his permission. And then he calls him, wa sirajan munira, a brilliant, brilliant lamp. And then in section 4, some specific relationship and domestic directive to the Prophet and the believers, particularly towards the wives of the Prophet. And finally, my favorite section, section 5, which is ayah 56 to 73. And as I mentioned, it was ayah 56, which is the ayah of salawat. Do not forget it, 3356. Salawat at all times, whenever you can, every spare moment, because that is something that Allah and the angels do as well. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And then the concept of la'na. See, la'na is the withdrawal of mercy on those who cause harm and don't follow divine guidance. Look what Allah says in ayah 57. He says, Inna alladhina, indeed those who yu'udhuna allaha, who do evil things about Allah or speak evil of Allah wa rasulahu and his messenger, la'anahumullahu, Allah withdraws his mercy on them, fi dunya wal akhirah, in the world and the akhirah, wa'adda lahum adhaban muhina, and for them there is a disgraceful punishment. Continues to say, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, those who speak evil things of believing women and believing men, بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا, without them having earned it, فَكَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا, they are guilty of false accusations and a manifest sin. The basis of speaking things in ayah 70 says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, be God conscious, wa qulu qawlan sadida. When you speak the right words. See, sadida comes from sad, which is a protective wall. Speak something that is clear and good, and there's no potential of their making problems in your words. You do that, he says, yuslih lakum a'malakum, he will put your deeds right, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and forgive your faults, wa may yut'i allaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan azima, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved an awesome success. It's a phenomenal surah. Try and recite it as much as possible. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to understand this book and apply it to our lives. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.